Vivian Traynor has your 8 o'clock news.
At least four people have been killed and 16 injured after a two-storey building collapsed on a beach on the Spanish island of Mallorca late last night. Police on the Iberian island have said the building that collapsed was a restaurant on a terrace in the Playa de Palma area. Emergency teams were carrying out search and rescue operations overnight. Among those taken to hospital following the collapse, seven had suffered very serious injuries. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, meanwhile has said he has spoken to local and regional authorities and that his government is ready to help with all the means and troops that are necessary. A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs here said it was aware of reports of the incident and that it stands ready to provide consular assistance. On this programme, Madrid-based journalist Simon Hunter said local fire crews are investigating if the terrace collapsed due to excessive weight.
The area is very popular with German tourists, and what seems to have happened, the theory that the fire crews are working with at the moment, is that it was an excess of weight on this first floor structure. That the part that collapsed only had a first floor, but it seems that there could have been too many people, or the weight of the people that were there having dinner at the time could have caused the collapse. And from the reports that we're seeing, and also the images, you can see that the first floor collapsed onto the ground floor, which then collapsed into the basement as well, which would serve to explain why there have been so many victims and so many people injured.
The top United Nations court will today rule on a request by South Africa to order Israel to halt its military offensive in Rafah and withdraw from Gaza. It's part of a wider case accusing Israel of genocide. South African lawyers have urged the International Court of Justice to order an immediate stop to Israel's campaign and facilitate access for humanitarian aid. Israel wants the court to dismiss the request, arguing an enforced ceasefire would allow Hamas militants to regroup and make it impossible to recover hostages. An Israeli military spokesman said the army is operating carefully and precisely in Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought refuge from Israeli bombing and operations elsewhere. A decision against Israel, however, could pile more diplomatic pressure on the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A new system which allows Gardaí to quickly identify uninsured vehicles will be formally launched by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, later this morning. The system will allow more than 13,000 Gardaí working nationwide to check vehicle insurance while on the roadside by using the Garda Mobility app. The new system has led to the seizure of more than 7,300 vehicles since the start of this year. Senior public servants will today call for greater right to disconnect policies in their workplaces. Members of the Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants will gather in Dublin for the union's annual conference. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
A recent survey of AHCPS members showed that one in three of them regularly work beyond their required hours, and 83% receive emails and text messages outside of working hours. The union's annual conference will debate a number of motions today, calling for clarity around the right to disconnect. Other topics up for discussion include leave entitlements for pregnancy loss, fertility treatment and domestic violence. Concerns will also be raised about claims that there have been failures by the government to engage in proper industrial relations. The AHCPS represents senior civil servants as well as managers in the commercial and non-commercial state sector.
New laws that criminalise adults who draw children into crime come into effect from today. The Criminal Justice Act 2024 makes it an offence for an adult to either force or encourage children to engage in any criminal activity. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said the legislation will target adults who are ruining young people's lives and blighting their communities. Those found guilty of the new offences may face penalties of up to 5 years in jail. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Plenty of dry weather with just some patchy light rain or drizzle, mainly in northern and eastern parts with largely cloudy conditions. There will be some sunny spells elsewhere, the best of which will be in the west and southwest. Highs of 12 to 15 degrees in light northwest to west breezes.